Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're back in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia live from the Old Stone Tavern in the South Wedge, and happy to be joined by Jeff Legwold, covering the Denver Broncos for ESPN's NFL Nation, ESPN.com. Jeff, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Jeff, always appreciate your time. Remember your days back here in the Flower City from, what, some 20 years ago. Jeff, as far as this Denver team this year, at 3-7, the narrative we've been reading here, the team better than its record, would you agree with that?
Well, I guess they probably so, but, you know, they've lost three games in the last, on a kick, in the last 22 seconds or at the gun, and then obviously a 20-0 lead got away from them in Minnesota last week, but they've slugged it out with teams that are going to the playoffs and probably played above their roster a few times. And again, had they been able to hold a lead, they could very easily be a 500 team talking about trying to get into some kind of wild card mix. But they don't give you many ribbons for almost, so they have not been able to close the deal, and that's been their issue.
Jeff, tell us what we need to know about Brandon Allen. I mean, I think we were all kind of surprised to see that, you know, what happened with the quarterback position here with Flacco going to IR, Brandon Allen getting the call, and you know, a guy that's been in and around the league for a lot longer than I think a lot of people realize, but getting his first shot here with Denver. How has his play been so far? What do we need to know about Brandon Allen in advance of Sunday?
Well, I guess I would tell you they've been happy. They will say they're not surprised, but they have to be a little bit surprised because Allen has been very composed in some tough situations. You know, he actually helped them get a win against the Browns, and then, you know, in Minnesota he had them on the 4-yard line at the gun for the win. So he has played very, very well for them. In terms of putting the ball down the field, being aggressive when he's had a chance. He has not played like a guy just trying to hang on to the position. He's played like a guy who wants to show what he can do.
What also this kind of brings into focus is, well, where's the guy that the Denver drafted, Drew Lock, in a league, Jeff, where it is such an advantage if you can get a young quarterback up and going early and then have him on that rookie deal. Where are we at with Drew Lock? Are we close to saying he's behind the curve here?
I don't think so. I mean, he's been injured. So, and the problem with it is he injured his throwing hand. So even as he was rehabbing, he could not throw the ball. So he went from the middle of August until 2 weeks ago without even practicing. So he essentially lost most of his rookie season to a right hand injury. They like the work he's done, but he's only practiced 9 times as of today in the entire regular season. So I'm not sure any rookie could be ahead of the curve at any position with 9 practices, but especially a quarterback. So they like his makeup. You know, I don't think they feel any urgency to sort of jam him into a game this year if they don't feel like they can get him ready to go. Or, you know, if Allen wins a couple, that's certainly something. It would be hard to convince the locker room that you're sitting a guy down who waited 4 years for his chance, and, you know, he gets him a couple wins and you take him out of the lineup. So, you know, they're kind of walking a line, but they have told Locke under no certain terms, no matter what happens this season, that he needs to attack the offseason and be ready to, you know, to make a run at being the guy, you know, next season for sure. But I think, you know, the problem also is their schedule. You know, they got the game in Buffalo. You know, he can't be ready for that. Then they do have a home game here next week, but the next two after that are at Arrowhead and at Houston. And I don't think they want to serve him up in those situations. So the next three games could dictate what happens with Locke, because they close out the year with two home games where if he played, he wouldn't have to worry about crowd noise or the rest of it. He could just, you know, play offense and show what he can do. So if he plays, I think it would be in those last two games.
Jeff, I want to stay on quarterback there for a second longer. You know, the idea that Locke could be the guy of the future, is that the plan? Because I'm curious what the plan is long-term for quarterback in Denver. You know, a team that has been searching for that franchise guy since Peyton Manning left. You know, you've had some misses, Case Keenum. I assume that Joe Flacco has probably played his last down in Denver. You know, Drew Locke, the guy that you drafted this year, maybe gets some looks this year. But, you know, what is the long-term plan? Is it all chips in the middle of the table for Drew Locke moving forward?
No, I don't think they'll do that. I don't think they'll do that again. They sort of did it with Paxton Lynch, and I think they've learned their lesson. I think the organizational strategy will be to be as deep at quarterback as humanly possible. I think sometimes it's easy to forget that's what the good teams do, even when they have franchise guys. You know, Belichick's drafted 10 quarterbacks during Brady's career, and you know, two of the guys are starting for other teams now. So I think the Broncos' belief is no matter what happens, they're looking hard in this draft at quarterbacks, and they will continue to try and make the depth chart as good as possible there. And then, you know, sort of the winner plays, you know, who can ever rise to the top of that will have the best chance of showing that they are indeed the guy.
Jeff Legwood, our guest. He covers the Denver Broncos, ESPN, NFL Nation reporter, our guest here in the sports bar. Jeff, I always marvel at these NFL franchises who spent, oh gosh, millions when it comes to scouting and analytics and everything else. How did everybody miss on Philip Lindsay? What is it with his makeup and the find that Denver has? And then kind of bringing that further, I mean, we know the Bills' run defense has been spotty, to say the least, this season. So what are your thoughts on the Denver running game going into Buffalo this week?
When that's on, that's when their offense has been its best. You know, and when they can get that going, that is the old Mike Shanahan, Gary Kubiak, play action, zone run game. You know, it makes everything go better. I will say, you know, Lindsay played out here at the University of Colorado, so I saw him a bunch throughout his career there. And I would say his last year at Colorado, despite all the production, he did not show the explosiveness he has as an NFL player. And whether that was, you know, he was too hesitant behind their line or whatever it was, or trying to make too many big plays all the time instead of just taking what's there. You know, that could have factored into it, but the guy is now the Broncos strength coach, but he did his pre-draft work here pretty close to my house. So I used to go visit him before the draft that year. And he worked with a couple of trainers, and his pro day, he was a different guy almost, and that's the guy he's been for the Broncos so far. Just really explosive, quick-footed, and when he's on, they don't lose very often.
Jeff, we know that the injury report is out, and I want to say Lindsay is listed as questionable. I'm just kind of curious about the overall health of Denver coming into Buffalo on Sunday.
I think most of the guys who are listed as questionable will play. I don't think they're except Juwan James, the right tackle, and he's, I think Fangio called him 50-50 earlier in the week. He's probably only slightly better odds than that. And then a tight end, Jeff Heirman, is really another big questionable in the questionable guys. So other than that, I think the other guys are going to play.
Jeff, year one, Vic Fangio in Denver, how would you evaluate? And I read a story a few weeks ago that, tell me if it's true or not, that Vic Fangio and his offensive assistants, there might have been some tension there. Is there any truth to that? But I guess the bigger question here, Vic Fangio, as far as the job he's done with this 3-17.
I think you always go by a lot of the time what do the players think they're getting better, and I think they all do. They like playing for him. He's very honest with them. He's very upfront with them. They don't wonder what their situation is. They don't think you know, they're being told one thing and seeing another play out on the depth chart. So he has done very well with those guys in that way. And, you know, defensively, they've been in the top five all year with a lot of guys playing in the formation they picked up off waivers. So he is coaching like crazy on the defensive side of the ball. And there isn't any truth to that story. You know, it's been kind of a buzz out here, but I'm in the building every day, and I've spoken to all involved on and off the record, and there's been no friction. You know, does he like losing? No, and that's been the message, essentially, that he wants to fix this, and he didn't sign on to be 3-7, so certainly nothing out of the ordinary in terms of a head coach. You're the boss, but you do tell people what you would like from them.
Jeff, looking at Sunday's matchup, I feel like a way for Buffalo to get over on Denver's defense is to get off to that quick start, and not just a quick start by scoring, but a quick start by, you know, no huddle, getting some pace involved in the game. I remember as a Bear fan watching a lot of Vic Fangio football, and it seemed like whenever the Bears' defense struggled, it was because they were getting gassed or they couldn't keep up with the pace of a no-huddle offense. And I think you saw a little bit of that last weekend against Minnesota as well. Is that the key to getting over on Denver's defense, keeping some tempo into your offensive game plan?
Yeah, I mean, I think that after seeing the Vikings, the Bills would certainly try that. But, you know, the issue for Vic defense is, you know, they play a lot of complicated calls in the secondary. So sometimes when a team picks up the pace, they can't get into everything they want to get into. So he has to adjust things in that way. And I do know they've spent an awful lot of time on it this week just because I don't think, you know, no team ever expects to lose a 20-point lead. That's just not something that's done much in the NFL. So I think after that, they did make a concerted effort this week to sort of address, okay, how'd this happen? And how can they get the calls in quicker, or at least get the personnel grouping in the formation that they want? So they have talked about it, but I think they fully expect Buffalo and everybody else over the last month of the season to try it.
Jeff Legwald, ESPN NFL Nation reporter. I don't know if you're in the prediction business or not, but how do you see this game playing out on Sunday out at New Era Field, Jeff?
I think if the Broncos defense can hold Josh Allen, you know, in that 50% completion area, you know, you look at their three losses, and the one thing that does stand out is he's been under 50 in two of those, and I think, 53 in the other one. So that to me, that speaks to sort of the tempo of the day. And if they can keep it to that, I think they have an excellent chance. But, you know, right now I've picked the Bills in a close, low-scoring affair, which probably shouldn't surprise anybody.
Yeah. Jeff, you're gracious with your time. Join us, as always, here in the Sports Bar. Let our listeners know what you got working on over at ESPN.com that we can check out on the site.
Well, just kind of the basic stuff through the week. Little stuff on Brandon Allen, little Cortland Sutton. Take a look, see what you want to know about Cortland Sutton.
Jeff, how long were you in Rochester for? I know it was like mid-90s, 95. You ever make it back here?
Well, my last year was 94, and I left in early 95. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so it's been what are your memories of about our town here?
I enjoyed my time there plenty. So was a regular at the Amex, so, you know, always like to see some good hockey when I'm around.
Love it. Jeff, it's great hearing your voice. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you again real soon, all right?
Thank you very much.
You got it. Jeff Legwald, ESPN NFL Nation reporter, covering the Broncos at ESPN.com.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.